3 IoT Brain Hertz Awards, Beauty Masks, Electric Shock Watch and a Musical Doghouse. With every budding technology, there are always going to be new products that are clear goofs. The Internet of Things, IoT, is no exception. Take the optical disc for example. It gave us the wonders of CD, DVD and Blu-ray, but it also gave us the Laserdisc. Apparently, some believe that putting movies on a heavy disc larger than a vinyl and forcing users to flip the disc mid-film are great design choices. There is little help to offer the designers and engineers on these products, but we can at least learn from their mistakes. Here are three IoT designs that are sure to roll the eye of many engineers and make them wonder, what were they thinking? This is where the Brain Hertz Awards comes into play. Awarding those designs that didn't need the added connectivity feature. The Phantom of the IoT Beauty Mask. Unless you are looking to dress up for an Andrew Lloyd Webber classic, this IoT design looks to be doomed from the start. The Mappo connected beauty mask collects data on the moisture level of your skin using a corneometer and impedance sensors. Although most prefer to just use their own sense of touch. Let's say, however, for argument's sake you wanted to test and track it scientifically. There might be a market for that in the entertainment industry, but in this case the mask fails due to a flawed data collection method. Mappo uses only three independent sensors to measure the moisture level of your face. The odd thing is that only one of these sensors is actually located on the infamous face T-zone, which is oilier than the rest of the face. Not exactly an accurate sample size. The mask then takes a cue from another literary masked classic, of the iron masked variety. It allows the user to boost their face by allowing the mask to heat up. I don't know about you, but I much rather put a hot towel on my face than an electrical gadget. There is a reason we are told to keep electric heaters away from skin. But then again, people irradiate their skin in tanning salons, so what do I know? IoT Watch treats users like lab rats in a negative reinforcement experiment. Given the name Pavlok, this wearable device designer is more self-aware than most. The gadget is essentially a wristband that tracks your personal data and is able to detect when you are falling into bad habits from nail biting, unhealthy eating and even overspending. When it detects you surrendering to these activities, the wristband shocks you. It can also shame you on your social media. We are not kidding. Though the device was originally designed to help people become more active, it has been upgraded to track your bank account to help keep people saving. Negative reinforcement works on many mammals, but the crux is who is in control. When you are training a dog and using its kennel as punishment for eating the couch, it is effective because you are the authority. It could be argued that the IoT would be in control of you in Pavlok training, but in reality you can just take the infernal thing off. It's more likely humans will associate the negative reinforcement with Pavlok itself, not the action or inaction it's trying to correct. There is yet another design flaw associated with this device, its connection to social media. The product publicly shames the user when they do not perform. This isn't exactly professional looking, and let's be honest, employers look at social media. This brings to light another threat. The idea of publicly announcing that you are currently using a product that can connect to your bank account is troubling given the amount of security issues in the IoT industry to date. IoT Dog Whisperer. Mechanical engineers Chris Lightcap and Jonathan Azevedo are responsible for the cute yet questionable IoT doghouse, Zenkrit. Though puppy anxiety is a serious issue for some, it doesn't seem likely that a dog crate with a built-in stereo system will do much of anything except annoy the pet owners. The Zenkrit uses proximity sensors to activate sound therapy and vibration damping to help relax the dog during stressful events. The crate will then track how long the dog stayed inside to listen to the music and curate the playlist based on this data. The crate even has a better bed and air circulation system than most apartments. Perhaps the silliest aspect of this crate is that it is text message and webcam enabled. As a result, your phone will go off whenever your dog enters the crate, exits the crate, enters again, exits again, enters, exits, and then pees on the webcam. The one saving grace of the Zenkrit is that it uses noise and vibration cancellation to help keep scary storm noises out and calming music in. However, this might be complicated when dog owners call for their pet and issue commands to no avail. I don't expect the engineers that designed this product to be rolling over in money anytime soon. For more bad IoT designs, read 3 videos of ridiculous IoT designs, bikinis, jars, and floss dispensers.